Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, To Give You the Kingdom. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Luke chapter 12 verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I have just read from the King James Version. We have seen story upon story that shows that a king can be so pleased with you that he will be willing to give you anything, even up to half of his kingdom. See Esther chapter 5 verse 3, Mark chapter 6 verse 23. These are different examples of kings making these kinds of promises. When a king indicates that he is willing to give you even up to half of his kingdom, that is a way of telling you that there is nothing you ask him that he can do that he will not do. Any king willing to give you up to half of his kingdom really wants to give you all that you want. God does not just want to give us half of his kingdom. He wants to give it all to us. He has made us joint heirs with Christ, and we will inherit all things. See Romans chapter 8 verse 17 and Revelation chapter 21 verse 7. If God is willing to give us his kingdom, what is it that he will not do for us, especially if it is for our own good? The next time you want to ask the Lord for something, ask in faith and confidence, not in fear and unbelief, because unbelief hinders our communication with God and our ability to receive from the Lord. Go into today remembering that it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He who is willing to give you his kingdom will also give you all things that are good for you. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8 verse 32. Pray like this. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your great love for me. Thank you for giving me your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Revelation chapter 7 to chapter 11. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Revelation chapter 7 to chapter 11.
After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea.
Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God.
Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice,
Salvation!
Ole, ole!
Holy, 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 holy,
all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying,
Amen.
One of the elders asked me,
These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?
I answered, Sir, you know. And he said,
These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center, before the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water, and the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in mid-air call out in a loud voice,
Whoa! Woe! Woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels.
The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down on the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not allowed to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes. During those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates, like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails with stingers like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollo, that is, destroyer. First woe is past. Two other woes are yet to come. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet,
"Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates."
And the four angels, who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of the world's people. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. The horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of the people were killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. The rest of the people who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land and gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke, and when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say,
"Seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down."
Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised its right hand to heaven. And the angel swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said,
"There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets."
Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more.
"Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land."
So I went and asked the angel to give me the little scroll. The angel said to me,
"Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey."
I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told,
You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.
I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told,
go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshippers, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have the power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, many from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them,
come up here.
And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said,
the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever.
And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying,
we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth.
Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the Ark of the Covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm.
Hello, friends. This is a call for partnership. Kindly consider partnering with Stream Globe World Outreach. We are committed to streaming the globe with the Word of God. Because we are not a church and do not collect regular tithes and offerings, our finances come from the free will donation of people who are blessed by this ministry. We pay monthly in US dollar for our servers, our website, podcast, online radio, and services. We pay rent, organize conferences, procure and maintain needed equipment. We print, etc. If you wish to partner with us, you can send your seed to our account. And here are the details. The account number is 121-073-3265. That is 121-073-3265. 3265. And the account name is Stream Globe World Outreach. The bank is Zenith Bank Nigeria. That is Zenith Bank Nigeria. Or you can contact us through the phone number you will find on this message in any of our WhatsApp groups, so that we can furnish you with information on how to give to this ministry if you want to give from an international location apart from Nigeria. God bless you as you partner with us, and you will share in the reward for this work before the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.